Thanks for starting your day with BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Ted Drinkwater with your morning headlines for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. In his devotional address yesterday at BYU Idaho, Elder Ricardo P. Jimenez, a General Authority 70 of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, talked about the importance of the Savior, Jesus Christ, in people's lives and how someone can be more spiritually awake. Elder Jimenez said people often walk around thinking they're spiritually awake but are enveloped in worldly distractions.
Sometimes we might think that we are awake, that we are paying attention, that we understand what is happening in our lives and around us. But because we are still have our headphones with the noise-canceling function on, we are not listening to what Heavenly Father is trying to let us know or noticing the guidance and help that He is putting in our path to help us to keep moving forward in our journey to return home, to our eternal home.
In an interview with BYU Idaho Radio, Elder Jimenez said people must turn to Christ to avoid the distractions of the world.
We need to understand who is our strength, that our strength is Him, is the Savior, Jesus Christ. And because we are so distracted, an invitation to make sure that we are awake to the spiritual things that can help us to put the strength, to put the Savior in us.
In the close of his devotional, Elder Jimenez turned BYU Idaho students and staff to exercise faith in Christ and put Him first and shared his personal witness of the Savior.
Please ponder on these thoughts and feelings and decide to act, even if it starts with just a desire to believe. I bear witness of the reality and divinity of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He loves you. He knows exactly what is happening in your life. His arms are wide open, extending the invitation.
You can find this devotional and our interview with Elder Jimenez along with many others by following BYU Idaho Radio on your favorite podcast app. Elder Ronald A. Rasband, a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, just wrapped up a trip to the South Pacific with visits to Fiji and Samoa. He met with the Prime Minister of Fiji, a first for a leader of the church.
Perhaps most humbling and thrilling for me was at the end of our interview, he asked me to pray with him. He used the words, "Can you give me a blessing?"
The Prime Minister expressed gratitude for the ongoing humanitarian efforts from the church to those impacted by natural disasters. Elder Rasband invited the Prime Minister to visit church headquarters in the future. Elder Rasband also met with the Prime Minister of Samoa during his ministry. Before leaving the South Pacific, Elder Rasband spoke in a devotional to about 2,000 Latter-day Saint youth and adults and visited a church-operated primary school in the village of Soniatu where the children sang for him.
I've grown to love the Pacific. I've grown closer to the people. I'm a little sad to be going home tonight, but I better get home and get ready for General Conference.
You can listen to all sessions of General Conference right here on BYU Idaho Radio on Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Wyoming hunters have set a new elk harvest record. From 2023 to 2024, there was nearly a 5% increase in the elk harvest compared to the previous season. According to the Elk Harvest Survey report, hunters spent more than 480,000 recreation days in the field and harvested nearly 29,000 elk. Over the last two decades, the elk population has thrived in Wyoming. Wildlife managers estimate the elk population to be about at 109,000. This harvest comes at a time when the elk population in some parts of the state are causing damage for private landowners. In the 2023 hunting season, the harvest for cow elk topped at 13,000 for the first time over the past decade. According to the Game and Fish Wildlife Chief Rick King, hunters play an important role in wildlife conservation and help manage elk populations. For more information on the tentative 2024 elk season, go to the Game and Fish Hunt Planner. Thanks for joining me this morning. These have been your morning headlines for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app. I'm Ted Drinkwater, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.